A while back at the farmer's market, a gent asked if I could help free his Japanese stepmother, Kisei. Then 65, Kisei was having some memory and cognition problems. They'd planned she'd move to California when life alone got too much, but suddenly, without notice to him, strangers had gotten appointed her guardians and lawyer. Then, when he and his wife showed up here, the guardians and lawyer opposed him, even said bad things about him, and fought having Kisei go to California. Kisei was like a second mother to him. He spent a pile of money trying to free her. They spent a pile of Kisei's money opposing him. In January 2017, a judge ordered the guardians to try to facilitate the transfer. They didn't. They thought it would be bad for Kisei. Maybe they were sincere. Maybe they liked having one more client paying them to be guardians. Meanwhile, they kept her in a place with less functional people. On one visit, a lady kept confusing Kisei and me with characters in the children's TV show she was watching, and asking us questions as if we were characters. Kisei whispered, "You don't get smarter in here." But she had to live there for more than a year. Sometimes guardians do wonderful and essential work. But newspapers have written of guardianship abuses. As a columnist, I heard about local abuses. A New Yorker article detailed terrible abuses in Nevada. New Mexico's Supreme Court set up a commission to recommend improvements. The commission heard many horror stories. It recommended that when they want to commit someone, they have to notify family and let family speak. It also recommended public hearings. Secrecy can protect people, but it allows guardians to abuse their power. In Nevada, there were numerous cases of an agency taking over a person's life, collecting handsome sums from the person's bank account, and refusing family's efforts to help or even visit. Kisei's stepson kept fighting. In February 2018, the judge ordered her keepers to comply with his 2017 order. Kisei could move to a facility near Larry and his wife. She could go out for meals with them and go to their house to garden. The four of us celebrated with a lunch at Aqua Reef, a Japanese lunch. What was remarkable was that nothing was remarkable. Kisei was witty and charming and very happy. I wished I had a videotape of our conversation to show her guardians. Hugging everyone, I felt moved and appalled. It seemed incredible that for so long her guardian and court-appointed lawyer, perhaps well-intentioned, had charged Kisei big bucks to keep her locked up and away from the family that loved her.